podcast about everything black and some stuff that isn't, told through a black lens. I'm your host. It's your boy, Neek. I'm going to get right into it, man. It's been a while since I've dropped an episode. I'm still, again, trying to figure out exactly what the fuck I'm about to be talking about. But today, we got some stuff to talk about, man. There's been a lot of stuff happening since the last time I was before you. Man, let's just get into it. What's happening? I'm Becky out here defrauding the world. And I guarantee you, all these rich white people ain't gonna do nowhere near. They ain't gonna do a day. That's what's so fucked up. They ain't gonna do a day. But I don't know if y'all remember them lawmakers that had to go. Some of them did 7 to 10. Some they doing a real bid over like fixing test scores or whatever, so they could keep getting funding for their school or whatever. I'm not saying that one wrong is better than another wrong, but it's just crazy how still in 2019, right in front of our faces, black people are being told you can thrive in this country, but only if you toe the line, keep your head down, do exactly what the law says and what the law allows you to do. Oprah can't have a sniff of a scandal. They'll get everything she got. You know what I'm saying? Barack Obama had to be a perfect president. And I don't mean his policies were perfect, because I don't agree with all of them. But it wasn't no baby mamas. It wasn't no side chicks. It wasn't no he hit Michelle in college. It was nothing. There was no whiff of negativity about this dude. Because we can't afford it. They'll get you out of there. Y'all's president is out here he got more crimes on him. What hasn't he done? It's crazy. I don't get it. But we gonna see, man. But Aunt Becky and them, if y'all don't know who, I don't know how you could not know this story, but apparently 33 wealthy people have been paying like side hustle, you know, a little side entrance into the back, you know, instead of the back door, they went to the side door to get their dumbass kids in school. These kids are getting photoshopped in the pictures, acting like they playing sports. And one of them said, my son is 6'1 and he's a state winning basketball player. This little motherfucker 5'6 and ain't never touched a basketball. And that's kind of bullshit you can get away with when you're white. It's fucked up. It's crazy. But it is what it is. Man, I'm Becky's kid, Olivia Jade. She was like, I don't want to be in no motherfucking school. She said it. She told us right in front of our faces. And everything was cool. Everything's still going to be cool. It's all fucked up. But, yeah, I'm Becky. Good old Aunt Becky. Aunt Becky and Felicity and Massimo and all these cats. And it's just crazy that they ain't going to do no time, man. I don't know. Tell me what y'all think. I don't know if we should. Is it not really a big deal? I don't think I'd trip too much if I found out that Russell Simmons had paid for his kid to get it. But we don't get to do that kind of stuff. Our kids got to work hard. You know what I mean? Or they just don't go to school and they just use daddy's money, which is okay. Why the kids got to go to USC? They don't have to. They're rich. I'm not saying college is only for poor people or college is only for the acquirement of riches. But if your kid's dumb already, why would you waste any money for him to go be dumb somewhere else? I don't know. Don't make sense to me. These are some dumbass kids. You know, we got to talk about Aura. I talked about him last episode with the cancel culture and all that. And I still been struggling because I know I can't really listen to his stuff, like most of his stuff, because I know where it was coming from. I know the depth. I know where he was talking about young girls and he was talking about, you know, age ain't nothing but a number. We just let that rock, but that's creepy as fuck, you know, with the perfect vision of hindsight, you know what I mean? Ugh, how many of y'all was bumping and grinding to these songs and not even thinking, yo, the song was written for a child? It's crazy. But we got to talk about Mike too. I don't know. I ain't watching the documentary. I don't want to watch the documentary. I read a little bit about it. So I guess maybe I can't make that informed of a decision. Mike ain't here no more. Them same kids that said he fucked him also said that he didn't 20 years ago on the stand. So right now it feels like a cash grab. Again, I'm not saying he did, he didn't do it. I just saying certain songs, like I'm not listening to, you know, Pretty Young Thing, right? PYT, probably a little too much for me. I don't like, you know, I'm trying to work on being able to separate the messenger from the message, because I still listen to Kanye stuff, even though it's trash lately. But if he put out something good, I'm not going to act like I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it. He's dumb. He's trash. He makes beautiful music. Let's rock with it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. The R. Kelly thing is a lot harder to defend than Mike, and I'm not trying to, and I honestly don't. I wish everybody would stop trying to. All of you niggas out here defending Aura, it makes you look really, I don't even know if I have the right word for it, but it just doesn't make sense. Like, listen to him if you want to listen to him. Can't nobody tell you not to listen to him, but stop trying to justify listening to music that was made by a pedophile about pedophilia. Basically, a lot of that stuff is just straight up about pedophilia. And so, you know, listen to what you want to listen to, man. We still listening to Mike. We still listening to, he ain't the only one. It's a whole lot of inventions and music and art and stuff written, produced, and created by people who are bad people. So, you know, everybody has to make that decision for themselves. And I don't know. R is going to be harder because I seen the video. I don't know if y'all seen the video. Y'all might not be old enough to have seen the video, but I seen the video. And that was, well, it wasn't disturbing back then. Let me not act like it wasn't porno to me back then. But, you know, it was, it's, if you look back at it, it's like, man, I got daughters. That's tough. That's tough for somebody to have seen a little girl getting drilled by a 30-something-year-old man and then get peed on. Oh. I don't know how R. Kelly's still here. He'd have had to be sleeping in Lake Cumberland or wherever the lake is, Lake Illinois, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, one of them lakes up there. He'd have been out of here, gone. You do something to my daughter, and I got video proof. You out of here, kid. You know. But anyway, we gonna stop talking about that, man. But no, we ain't. What about that interview though? What about you fight for my life, head ass boy? That was Gail. Shout out to Gail King, true queen. She gave us some of the best meme material we won't ever get. As good a juicy nuggets. All right, listen, I'm taking this idea from Charlamagne, but he said it and it's real. R. Kelly has been the source of some great art. And I'm not talking about the stuff he did. I'm talking about the stuff that people did about him. That Boondocks episode with R. Kelly in it. This Gayle King interview. Dave Chappelle's Drip, Drip, Drip video. Man, hopefully he goes on and goes to jail so we can start firing these jokes off at R. Because it's really in poor taste until the people that are affected by his crimes are, you know, they receive justice, and after they receive the justice that they looking for, the gloves are off. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's see. New Zealand terror attack. We got to talk about this. Your boy he's not even American, and somehow American politics is finding its way all over the world. And I guess I shouldn't say American politics. I should say white man politics. White men are really not fond of there being less of them in the world than anything else, and they're fighting tooth and nail with all the money and resources that our flawed systems have allowed them to amass over the years, and they are clawing at any sense of just please, just I gotta blame somebody else for why I'm not. No, what it is you are a collection of recessive genes, and the universe, physics, science, the earth does not want you here, and it's moving you out slowly but surely. It's moving you out, right? Mix a white dude with anything and it's not gonna be white no more. Anything. You can mix a white dude with Greek. Well, Greek's pretty white. You can mix a white dude with any nationality, anything Hispanic, that's a Hispanic baby. You mix it with an Asian, that's an Asian baby. You mix it with an African, you know damn well that's going to be an African baby coming out. So, you know, I'm not that I have white listeners. I don't have many listeners at all. So if it offends you, you're white. I mean, do you want me to cry? I can't cry any tears for white people. But if y'all are going to cry some tears, please let me know. Put them in a bucket. I do pay for white tears. It is my favorite seasoning. Thank you. Yeah, man, this dude killed like 49 people in Christchurch, New Zealand. And, you know, he had a manifesto. He was live streaming it, and his sick ass little kids like egging him on Facebook. And it's just like, it's disgusting. It's going to happen again. It's so hard to like have any feelings for those people, because as I'm saying this, somebody's probably doing something crazy right now in some other city, probably in America, because we love our guns. But if not America, it's France. If not France, it's England. If not England, it's Saudi Arabia. Like, wherever it is, there's violence being perpetrated on people all the time. And it's hard to, just like with the Trump scandals, it's hard to like process. It's like hard to let it sit in you for any amount of time, because by the time you're trying, by the time you start to be able to process it, there's a new trauma that happens. And so for my self-care, for my well-being, I had to say positivity only, man. That's what it is. It's positivity only in 2019. We're going to try to keep the negative down and the positive up. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it sucks that what happened. It also sucks that it happened so much that I can't really deal with it. I'm not a religious person, so thoughts and prayers really don't mean nothing to me. But, you know, sending positive energy to all families affected by gun violence in this world. I personally have not had to deal with that. Just having to deal with the fact of my brothers and sisters' bodies sprawled out on the pavement after, you know, unjustly being killed. I have to deal with that mentally and psychologically. It manifests itself whenever I get pulled over by a police officer. It informs all the decisions that I make. It informs the conversations that I have in the workplace. It's a big deal. But anyway, in political news, at last count, we have 370,452 Democratic candidates running for president in 2020. What's going on, people? All y'all can't run. All y'all can't win. What is going on? Everybody thinks. Now, all right, listen. In the end, it's going to be two or three real good candidates. And I know I said we got to let these cats debate it out, but how do we even get all of these people that they all sound the same? They're all saying the same thing. We really need to. We got to probably. And as I'm saying this, I'm realizing I'm part of the problem right now, because I'm judging them all, and none of them have spoken really about policy or anything like that. I mean, I know where Elizabeth Warren stands. I know where certain, you know, Bernie stands, but we got to give them all a chance to speak to their past, speak to their political record, speak to their reason for running, speak to their legitimacy as far as a candidate goes. So we got to give them some time. We got to give them some energy. We got to give them some space. And it's a lot of them running, though, man. And all of them, it doesn't make sense. But it ain't for me to choose, you know. I know everybody that said everybody that was raised right said bless you right then, and thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much it for the news. Other stuff has happened, but we're going to move on. This is the part where I normally would find, like, a Facebook post or eventually one day in my dream, more than 7 of y'all listen to this podcast and people start sending the listener letters that I could talk about for a little while. But since that is not the case right now, I'm going to skip that section this week, and we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. What's up? Game of Thrones is in the building. We are almost here. We are about a month away. I'm excited as hell. All y'all that know me know my daughter's name is Arya, after the baddest bee on Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do no spoilers. Yes, I am. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, just cut it off. You weren't listening anyway. I don't know what y'all think. I think it's between Jon Snow and Arya that's going to sit on the throne. I feel like Bran is the Night King. I feel like the White Walker is going to tear up most of Westeros, and then somebody gonna figure out the connection between Bran and the Night King, and Bran gonna tell him, you gotta kill me to kill him, or something like that, and you know, they just gonna off him, and then that's how, because it's already too many Starks alive. If you count Jon Snow, that's like four. They don't deserve to have that many. They do deserve. They're the best family. They're so virtuous. But I'm saying George R. R. Martin ain't finna have four Starks just running around here just all willy-nilly. You know what I mean? So we know at least Bran gonna die. If not, Sansa too. I hope she doesn't, because that's young Jean Grey. And I like her. I think she's grown into her role. Like, I used to think she was a stupid bitch, but now... That's my G. You know what I mean? She handles things very well without anybody being around. You know, she took care of Winterfell like a champ. But let's see. What else do I think? I don't know. I want to see more of the Blue Dragon. I want to see more of the Blue Flame. You know what I mean? Shout out to Blue Flame. I definitely want to see what happens to Cersei. Like, I feel like it's gonna be so gratifying. I you know, when Ramsay Bolton died, that was probably like the most satisfying death, because he was the most evil. Like, I thought you couldn't get any worse than Joffrey, but Ramsay Bolton definitely worse than Joffrey. Ramsay Bolton, one of the worst. It's between Ramsay Bolton and Negan, who I hate the most as far as villains and shows that I watch, because I can't think of nobody worse. They're both just really shitty people. Yeah, man. Game of Thrones coming out, I think it's April 14th. Shout out to anybody doing a watch party. Hashtag Black People Do Cosplay too. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to the pictures on my timeline. I'm looking forward to all the different like theories and takes on it. Nobody does social media like Black people do social media. So I'm looking forward to all the lit ass memes and all the way Black Twitter take a hold of this and all that. It's crazy. It's like the best show I've ever seen on television, and it's full of white people, and I still love it. Anyway, that's it for most of the podcast, right? So the last little segment I do is just a plea for my brothers to do better. Not just my brothers, my people. I want us to do better. We got to find a way to come together more than we have been. We're very segmented, and that's not our fault, right? But it is our fault that we're not doing nothing about it. We are very me and mines and F everybody else. We're not as bad as we used to be, but we're not where we could be. We need to find a way to solidify and consolidate our political voice. Democrats shouldn't feel that our vote is theirs and they don't have to do nothing for it, right? So we need to start getting more active in the political process. We need to become more informed on our candidates on a local and a federal level. We need to start buying and banking Black, man. There's so many resources and websites. I mean, Facebook off the rip, you can just put it on there. Hey, who does this? That's a Black-owned business. Somebody gonna hit you with something. And we need to do what we can to patronize those businesses. It's very important. It's the way that every other group of people that's not a white man has been able to begin building basis of wealth and start thriving as communities. And our dollar doesn't circulate enough around our community before it leaves. And that's a problem. We're just constant consumers. We're not doing enough innovating. We're not doing enough entrepreneuring. So... we need to find out, man. We need to, if you don't know where you're going to eat and everything's a toss up, pick somewhere where somebody Black owns it. It's a Black owned restaurant everywhere in this country. So find one and patronize them. If you need to get some clothes before you go give Louis and Gucci all your money with their racist ass, find out a Black designer that does what you needed to do, and then just patronize them. There's no reason, Louis and Gucci and all that, let them, they don't want us wearing their stuff. Don't wear their stuff. Wear our stuff. Make our stuff the stuff that makes them want to go buy that brand, because it's eating their shine, because we determine what's cool in this country. Black people determine what's cool in this on this planet. For real, for real. The way culture moves, it moves through us. Nothing's cool if we don't sign off on it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't have a whole bunch... I want us to do better, and I want us to be better, and I know we can, and I know we will. Real quick, shout out to the Black Techies. That's another podcast I'm involved with. You can find us on Google Play, everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We everywhere. We out here. Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. You can find us anywhere. let's check that out. Let's like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Download the episodes, check them out. You know, we talk about some real good stuff. We got some good, real good stuff in the works this year. And like and subscribe to this podcast. And if you like the general, if there's anything you like or don't like, let me know. Hit me up on the book, hit me up on the gram. It's the Wokish Nerd Podcast. I'm out here. I'm trying to craft it to fit, you know. I'm still trying to figure out what bucket I go in, but I got some stuff to say, and I think there's people out here that want to hear it. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this, man. Everybody go forth and be great. Everybody have blessed weeks and months and years, and just, man, know that it ain't that bad, and it's almost over. That's all I'm saying.